You're listening to Pastor Bill Surjack.
Good morning, and welcome to 11 o'clock worship service here at the First Presbyterian Church in Silva. We're glad to have you worshiping with us this morning. If you're a visitor, I always like to remind visitors that we welcome you to a community of sinners. If you look around, you'll find fault with each one of us, and especially with the minister, because I'm usually more visible. But our purpose as the Church of Jesus Christ is not to point you to ourselves, but to point you to Him, because it's in Christ that we find life and the fullness of it. It's in Him we find the newness of life. And if you've never looked at Christ or His claims on your life, it'd be my privilege to talk to you personally at your convenience sometime. I've been very fortunate enough, the opportunities I've had for learning various things. I think I learned a lot just growing up at home on the farm, and then I was able to, at the University of Miami, study engineering and mathematics, physical sciences, and then went to seminary to be able to study theology and the Bible and the various things that are offered in seminary, and just having a lot of experiences that enabled me to pick up stuff along the way. One of the things I've been really noticing, I've studied through several books of the Bible, preaching my way through the books, and Tuesday night Bible study, we've studied a lot of the books of the Bible. I'm just absolutely amazed as I'm beginning to look at Genesis. I get the feeling that if I could really understand what's going on in the first three chapters of the book of Genesis, I would probably be the wisest man on the face of the earth. It's absolutely unbelievable how much stuff is going on there and from so many different directions. Any of your physical sciences to psychology, psychiatry to theology, so much of it is packed into those first three chapters. I'm sorry that we don't study them a little bit more often. I probably started studying it because of reading Leon Cass's book called The Beginning of Wisdom. As I've started to study it, reading along with his book, I really know what he's talking about. The real pathway of wisdom, I think, flows through, particularly the beginnings of the book of Genesis.